You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a tornado? Tornadoes are known as a vortex, or a spinning column of material. A tornado would be a vortex of air. So if you're a boater and you've been out on the ocean or over a lake, you may occasionally see a waterspout, which would be a vortex or a spinning column of water. Tornadoes tend to form during thunderstorms. A thunderstorm is a low-pressure system. And if the conditions are right, a tornado could form from a thunderstorm. They tend to form, usually here in North America, in the spring when warm, moist air masses moving north from the Gulf of Mexico collide and mix with cooler, dry air masses moving south from Canada. Warm air tends to rise, cold air tends to sink. You have this unstable atmospheric condition, unstable weather, and it's possible that a tornado could form from that thunderstorm. What's interesting about tornadoes is that most of them around the world actually tend to form here in North America. Think about it. Our mountain chains tend to run north-south. That means that those colder, drier air masses from the polar regions, which are moving south, can easily collide with those warmer, moister air masses that are moving north from the Gulf of Mexico. In other parts of the world, mountain chains tend to run east-west, so it's much more difficult for those air masses to mix and collide with each other. It's important to know a little bit about the difference between a tornado watch and a tornado warning. A tornado watch means that the atmospheric conditions are right for a tornado to form. It hasn't formed yet, but it could. A tornado warning means that a tornado has formed. It's been sighted either by the human eye, an observer, or on radar. So it's important to get to safety at that point. Most of the people that are hurt during tornadoes and most of the damage that occurs during tornadoes isn't because of a building or a person getting sucked up into a tornado and carried away. The damage occurs because of those tornado force winds. So if you go to a place that doesn't have windows, such as a bathroom, you can climb into the bathtub, or a closet, close the door, pull a mattress or a blanket over your head. Underneath heavy pieces of furniture, getting away from windows, you'll be in a much safer place. Here's a fun experiment you could try at home. Get an old, empty, cleaned-out peanut butter jar. And you're going to turn your peanut butter jar into a tornado jar. Fill it up about two-thirds of the way with water. Put in a single drop of liquid soap, a single drop of food coloring, and for fun, if you want, you can put in a little bit of glitter or even a little plastic cow or a house. Make sure the cap is on very tightly. Hold the jar either from the top or the bottom, and using your wrist, spin your hand around as fast as you possibly can, and you might be able to produce a vortex, a spinning column of water inside of that jar, our tornado in a jar. Well, we've just learned a little bit about tornadoes, what they are and how they form, and also a fun experiment you can try at home. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. I hope you'll join me next week right here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.